If you're riding through Route 2 through Linnaeus, you'll see a sign out in front of the fire station that says the Linnaeus Haunted Hayride. And I think the man that maybe is more responsible for this than anybody else is a guy named Mike Lanes. Mike, give us a little history on the hayride.
Well, the hayride's been part of our rec program for the last 14 years with 1 year missing. It's a family fun time. It's a time for, you know, families to come out or friends to come out and have a good time and just get a good scare this time of the year. It's a fundraiser set up for our rec department, and it's been a terrific success over the years. It's a good time just to get out with the kids and have some fun. We suggest young kids don't come, but you know, kids 10 years to adult are more than welcome, and it's a great time to come have some fun.
Mike, were you involved in inception back in 10 years ago?
I was there. It was just the rec department. It was just a handful of us started it back then, and it was just a very short ride, and it was just a crazy idea that we got from some of us had been down to Millinocket, and Millinocket used to have a ride, and we went down there and got some ideas and brought it home and thought this would be a great fundraiser for our rec department. So we started out very small, but since then, of course, we've grown over the years, and I think the last year we ran, I think we had 3,000-plus people show up, which is quite a showing.
Okay, Mike, what are the dates on this?
Well, this year we're going to run three weekends. We'll run the 11th and 12th, the 18th and 19th, and the 25th and 26th, and that will be the end of it.
And now what time?
Well, people start to show up here about 5 o'clock, but our first ride doesn't start until it gets somewhat dark, so, you know, 6:15, something like that, and we'll run until people stop coming, and that a lot of times is 10 or 11 o'clock at night.
Now, what's the physical setup, Mike?
Well, we've got a new ride this year. We've got a new location and a new ride, and the setup is we have a graveled road up through a spruce plantation, a nice dark spot, and it's about a half a mile ride through the woods, or through a field and then through the woods and then back out through the field again with 30 or so scenes and sights and scary folks.
Now, what do you have? You don't use horses. You use a truck now.
We use all tractors and you know, our homemade trailers, and we call it a hayride. There is no hay involved, so if a person has allergies, you don't have to worry about that. We've always called it a hayride, but it's actually a wagon ride with tractors.
Now, can they sit in it? Is there seats in it?
It's very comfortable. Wooden seats. You don't have to stand, but it's a good idea to dress warm because it does get cool. The trailers are low to the ground, and it's a slow-moving ride, but it's fun for everyone.
Well, you have a few surprises, too, don't you?
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of surprises. That's what it's all about, is having surprises and getting some screams and some frightened folks. And we've always managed to frighten a few folks.
Now, location is in the, actually, it looks like a gymnasium. It's in the fire station. And you must have several hundred different props here, Mike.
Yeah. We changed this year. We're running out of the old Roosevelt School or the Linnaeus Fire Department, as opposed to the past years when we worked out of the sled club in Linnaeus. But we're still in Linnaeus. We're right past the blinking light, south of the blinking light. And yeah, we have a prop or two. We've had 14 years to build up various props. We have certainly many more than we need. We change them around every year and try to change the scenes and try to get, inject new stuff every year. But, yeah, we have a lot of stuff here, do we? A lot.
Mike, I was at the golf course yesterday, and somebody came over to me and said, ask Mike about breaking his leg when he fell off the truck.
We won't talk about breaking my leg when I fell off the truck, but we've had a few folks. My son Jesse, the third or fourth year we had the ride, fell out of a tree. Yeah, he broke four bones, but he healed up very quickly, and we try to keep everything really safe. He was back playing basketball 5 weeks after that, and he still helps whenever he can, so it's, we don't let little things like that bother us.
Well, Mike, you must have quite a few people involved here.
Generally, of course, the rec department is, of course, the biggest source of help. We have some incredible volunteers on the rec department itself. There's 8 or 9 of us that are constantly working for things in the community for the kids. All we're the same group that that works doing the hayride. But as far as when it's hayride time, over the years we've got. People from, for instance, Haynesville, people from Oakfield, people from the schools. We have huge groups that come to help. We're generally We generally have anywhere from 75 to 90 people in the woods any given night as scary folks, and then another 10 or 15 people down by the building, you know, coordinating and keeping things in order. So in all, we probably have 125 volunteers on any given night back and forth. You know, some nights it might be 90. But we have a lot of community support. Both schools, as I said, town of Oakfield, a lot of folks come up. Town of Haynesville comes up. We have people from all around the area that come and just come to have fun.
Well, now it must take quite a lot of work to set up the props on the trip. You have to, you know, you must have set up some of these props that we see. I'm looking at right now.
We already have a lot of props in the woods, and the basic construction for this year has been done. We're getting light poles put in this week, so we'll have electricity up to our sites. But a lot of the construction in the woods has actually already been done, and we will start. You know, we'll fine tune this Saturday, and then the week before. There's some things that can't be out, and you know, electronics that can't be out, kept out in the weather. That will be a last minute thing. And you know, we have our fire barrels set and firewood and everything ready to go. Our trailers are here. We're doing pretty well. We're very close to being set up and ready to go.
Now, what do you physically do during the trip?
I can't tell you that, do we? That's, we try not to let anybody know where anybody is. I assure you, if you come on the ride, Dewey, I'll scare the living daylights out of you.
Well, Mike, the Linnaeus Recreation Department has done a great job. I know they have a great athletic facility over by the Kent Town office.
Yeah, it's one of our projects over the years has been to upgrade our field and our community field for, you know, field day events and for Little League and just for community use. The Haunted Hayride has, you know, put a lot of money into that kind of a project, some of the building projects. And it's a great community thing to be able to have some funding that, you know, the taxpayers don't have to pay for, and that we can do things that we want to do, help some kids at programs at schools or help project grad situations. And it's a nice thing to be able to have some money to give to, you know, people that really need it.
What's your background, Mike? You're a Linnaeus native?
No, I'm a Flatlander, as they might say. There's other names for us too, but I'm not from here originally. I'm actually an immigrant, believe it or not. But I was raised in Massachusetts and went to school in Michigan. But my wife Estella and I have been here for about 37 years, and you know, we've been part of this community, living in the same house as we've lived in for 37 years. We raised three boys and got them through school, and we're just very satisfied residents of Linnaeus.
You happy to be living in Aroostook County?
Absolutely love it, and never regretted a day moving up here. We just absolutely love Northern Maine, and we plan on staying here for the rest of our lives and being here.
Mike, finally, let's go over this again. The dates, the time, and the cost of the Linnaeus Haunted Hayride.
Here we go. We're going to go October 11, 12, 18, and 19, 25, and 26. The cost is $5, and it's worth every penny. Come on out and have a great time with us.
Well, thank you very much, Mike Lanes, and I want to congratulate you and the town of Linnaeus and the whole group that do so much for the recreation department here in Linnaeus.
Thanks, Dewey. Thanks for coming out and helping us out and supporting us. We appreciate it.